This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America's auto enthusiast program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here today on this Labor Day weekend 2016. It's my absolute pleasure to be here and to be having some fun with you guys. Don't be a stranger anytime throughout the program. John is at Master Control at GCN in Minnesota, and he's one of the best guys there, so everything is smooth sailing. You can call in and you'll get to speak to John at 855-660-4261, or you can shoot me an email throughout the show, Bob at Auto World Radio, Bob at BobLongRadio.com. And feel free to use that anytime, 24/7. In this hour of the program, we're going to be joined by the publisher of Consumer Guide, one of our regular contributors, Tom Appel, and we're going to be talking about a gamut of things. This is the time of the year that the automakers give a little sneak peek to journalists as to what to expect for the upcoming year, and we're going to be talking about some brands, and we're also going to be talking about some specific test drives that the folks at Consumer Guide have been on in recent times. Let's go to the Windy City of Chicago and bring forth one of our fine regular contributors here on the broadcast, an esteemed automotive journalist and publisher of ConsumerGuide.com, Tom Appel. Welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning. I should take an afternoon. I forgot that we're national.
You never can tell when somebody might be running us on tape delay. So good evening, everybody, as well, because you never can tell. We were talking a little bit the other day off air, and we don't get a chance to do that often. And I didn't realize that you kind of started out a little bit in the radio biz before swinging over to the print and digital side of things.
Yeah, back in the early days of my tenure at Consumer Guide, I had the honor of joining a Chicago overnight team, Steve and Johnny, on WGN Radio in Chicago, which is a pretty prestigious outfit. And yeah, I did a lot of time there, and that was just always a good time.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I've had some interesting press of vehicles right now. This past week, I've been having some thrills because I've got a Scat Pack Challenger RT, which is just a lovely vehicle in Plum Crazy. My five-year-old loves the color, and it is an eye-catching vehicle. Yesterday, I actually drove it on the beach. Being from the Northeast, this is not something that you get to do in the Northeast, but down here where I presently reside in Florida, you can actually drive on the beach, Tom, and it's kind of a hoot.
Yeah, this Scat Pack's kind of the value car in that lineup, too. It's the cheapest way to get into the 6.4-liter engine and the upgrade brakes, but still be paying more or less RT prices for the vehicle.
Absolutely. I mean, mine with the Scat Pack came out to be $44,000, and, you know, you'd spend at least $5,000 to $8,000 more for the SRT variant, and, of course, significantly more for the Hellcat. Great value for the money. The brakes on that vehicle, it's like throwing an anchor out the window. I wish more vehicles had brakes like that. I've had some crossovers lately that the brakes are not that great And then you get into a car like this and you say, like, wow, this is what all cars should have. But let's see, what else have I been in recent times? I had a 7 Series BMW, which was really neat, and it had the M package. It was not an M Series. They don't make a 7 in a M design, but it's the first time you can get a little taste of M in the big 7.
Yeah, and there's also that Alpina package, which comes a little bit short of the M package. I think they consider it a more sophisticated, mature way to treat the 7 Series.
Yeah, and those are neat. I've seen them at some events. I don't think they put too many of those in press fleets around North America, but
no.
I saw last year the B6, and there is a B7, and these are bespoke vehicles. I mean, they're very much hand-assembled, very well-done leather, and some really neat touches, very unique wheels, and that would be a neat car to get behind the wheel of any of those Alpinas. But let's see what you guys have been driving lately. I noticed you got in one of the new Lexus vehicles recently, and I haven't had the chance to drive this latest crossover vehicle from the Lexus brand called the NX, and you took a test drive in the 2016 NX 200T F Sport in front-wheel drive configuration, and like all current Lexus products, it has a very unique face.
Yes, it very much does. In fact, under separate cover, we had recently done a story about how cars look too much like stormtroopers these days. And we listed this vehicle among them. But the 200, the NX is an interesting vehicle for Lexus. It gives them something in the small crossover niche, which they really need because everyone else is doing well there. BMW, Mercedes, of course, doing especially well in the luxury small crossover category. And the 200T makes use of Lexus's new 2-liter turbo, an engine which almost every manufacturer seems to need to have right now. So this is sort of the entry level point. There's also a hybrid version of this vehicle.
Very interesting vehicle. Can't wait to personally get behind the wheel of it. Last week I had a vehicle that you guys also have driven recently. I had an A4 2-liter Quattro. Mine had the S-Line package on it, but it was actually quite a pleasant vehicle to drive. There's something about the steering feel. I haven't written my story on this, but when I do, there are two brands that, of course, everything is subjective. What one person likes, another person may not like. Certainly, BMW has wonderful steering. So many different manufacturers have wonderful steering. But there are two brands that really stand out, in my opinion, in liquidity of steering. And they are Jag and Audi. This Audi, it is not, the steering is it's like butter, so to speak. It's not too heavy. It's not too light. They managed to squeeze more ponies out of that 2-liter, which gets so much usage in the Volkswagen and Audi lineup. But this one I had, I believe, was about 244 horsepower, and the one I had was about 45. The one you guys had was 47. What did you think of this vehicle?
Yeah, I agree with you on two major points there. One, that this is a really nice version of the 2-liter turbocharged engine. Red Volkswagen has versions of this in every vehicle in every line and at varying stages of output. But it's especially refined in this car and surprisingly strong. It feels like a much, much larger engine than it is. And additionally, I agree with you on on steering feel in Audis in general, and especially in this A4, it was just a delight to drive. There's just something about the appropriate amount of heft and feedback, and at that point where you're in mid corner and you just feel like the entire corner is under your thumb's control. It's amazing how it still feels like driving a car from like a smaller, lighter, more agile car. It's very impressive.
So true. We're going to talk a little bit more about this Audi on the other side, and then we're going to talk about the worst states for speeders. So everybody listen up for that. This is Auto World. Don't go away. It's clear.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower-to-shower talcum products have been linked to ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using talcum baby powder products. If you or a family member has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Powder Help now today at 800-219-1331. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free and you'll pay nothing unless there is a recovery in your favor. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one used talcum baby powder-based products before being diagnosed or died from ovarian cancer, call Talcum Powder Help now at 800-219-1331. 800-219-1331. 800-219-1331.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Every time this gentleman joins, It's always a great program, a great time. You learn a lot. You have a laugh or two. Tom Appel is his name, publisher of Consumer Guide. My name is Bob Long. This is Auto World. I thank you very much for being here. When you get a chance, check out my website. It's been redone. Sam Gaw, a friend of mine, did it for me, and we're going to be putting up some new stories, hopefully here in the next week or so. So we're talking about test drives, and before we move on to the next vehicle, just to continue to talk about a vehicle both Tom and myself have experienced very recently, the Audi A4 sedan with the 2-liter turbo engine and quattro, and the S-Line package, the Premium Plus package, and I was a little bit off on the horsepower. It's even more than I realized. Again, it just goes to show you what they can bring out of that engine. 252 horsepower, 273 pound-feet of torque, and Tom, as you said, this vehicle definitely feels very athletic, and I really, you know, Volkswagen Audi, and Audi has always been kind of a benchmark vehicle for interiors, and that's the other thing. With the exception of when I look down at the window switches and the power mirror switches, and I think that, oh, I'm in a Volkswagen. But as soon as you look, you know, at that center stack and the MMI, the multimedia interface, which really was one of the first of that, along with iDrive, but I think, you know, certainly some folks are going to have trouble with it, but for the most part, you know, it is a very, very clever system and quite well done. I like the way they have the radio station presets right there on the console. I had never seen that before.
Yeah, I like the MMI system. I think I've always liked it almost from its origin a little bit more than the BMW iDrive system. And then like iDrive, it centers around a central knob or dial control. And I think once you can test the fact that it seems to rotate counter to the direction you'd expect it to, it's a very simple and elegant system, and the graphics are all very plain and easy to read. But among those systems, if you have to have one of those systems, I like MMI about the best.
Yeah, it's really well done. And Quattro is another thing we should touch on. If you've never owned an all-wheel drive car, I mean, crossovers, SUVs, trucks, you know, four-wheel drive, there's a difference. There's a total difference here with an all-wheel drive system like we have on this Audi and like we have on several other manufacturers. Even if you don't live in Chicago like Tom, where it snows like the Dickens, where I'm living right now in Florida, rain down here like you would not believe. I mean, tropical rains, and you can feel that system in the rain. Personally, I've become a big fan of all-wheel drive, and I think more people should consider it because it certainly adds an extra layer of safety.
Yeah, and the Quattro system, too, has always been tuned specifically to assist in handling when possible. Which other all-wheel drive systems have not. A lot of the Mercedes-Benz 4MATIC and BMW X-Drive systems were there as backup in case of an emergency, in case you encounter snow or mud or something like that. Whereas Audi's was always tuned a little bit more to actually aid in handling, which is how it kind of got its name. We also know the Quattro system from way back when the a vehicle called the Audi Quattro was earning its keep climbing up Pike's Peak back in the 80s.
Yeah, those are worth a lot of money these days, and when you look at that vehicle, it was pretty simple, but it got the job done, and that's what started it all. You guys recently took a drive in the new Ram ProMaster City. Now, when most people hear the word Ram, they're thinking big honking truck, but this is a van very much like a Ford's Transit Connect vehicle. Tell our listeners around North America and around the world about this particular model.
Yeah, the Ram ProMaster City is an interesting vehicle. It is part of the large group of small delivery vans that are now making their way into U.S. delivery fleets and commercial fleets, and it works very well as such. The ProMaster City is based on a Fiat design that's sold in Italy and Western Europe, and it's very popular there. It's about the size of a Transit Connect, if you know what that is, or about, I don't know, a 7th-8 scale minivan, something along those lines, and it's very much oriented towards commercial use. The back end is completely unfinished, so people can upfit it as necessary, but one of the great things about this vehicle is that the front end is big enough for two big guys, delivery guys or whatever, to fit very comfortably. The big advantages, of course, are the fact that this would return much better fuel economy than larger traditional vans would. And a lot of people were using big vans when they didn't need all that space. But the ProMaster works very well like this. And it's if you're looking to stock a small fleet of commercial vehicles, this is probably something that should be on your shopping list.
This is a really cool story you've got up in the Daily Drive, which we should remind folks is a blog, all part of Consumer Guide Automotive. ConsumerGuide.com is the website. Worst states for speeders. So if you are a person who, you know, happens to speed a little, it sometimes, you know, Tom and I get to drive a lot of different vehicles, and there are certain vehicles, and I'm sure you'll agree with this, Tom, you know, you can be going a whole lot faster than you realize. Some of these vehicles today are not only incredibly quick, but they also do an incredible job of isolating you from a lot of the things that older vehicles used to have, like wind noise and tire noise. And you have to watch it sometimes with some of the newer vehicles, because you can look down and be surprised that you're going about 20 miles an hour faster than you thought.
Yeah, you know, I just spent a week with the Chrysler Pacifica, the 2017 Chrysler Pacifica, which makes use of a 9-speed automatic transmission, and Chrysler's fairly burly 3.6-liter V6, and that's one of those drivetrain combinations that's very relaxed at higher speeds. And I drove from Chicago to Denver on vacation in that vehicle, and there were parts of Nebraska where the speed would creep up and you wouldn't know it was happening, because this is an extremely refined vehicle. The engine speeds are being kept low by a 9-speed automatic, and if you weren't paying attention, you could get yourself into some trouble.
This is a cool article that you put together with the hope, with the help of some folks with a website called Wallet Hub, which I'm not familiar with, but I was surprised. What do you think the worst state for speeders is out there? We'll hold that out there for a second at 855-660-4261. But let's take a look at how did they rank these? How did the folks at Wallet Hub come up with these numbers?
Yeah, there are a couple of things that had to do with severity of fines, how active they pursue speeders, and then a couple of other things having to do with the impact on your license.
Yeah, and of course, automatic cameras and all the other stuff that's available in certain states and not in others. So when we come back, you're going to find out what is the worst state. And if you want to vote, please do so. 855-660-4261.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
You better watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you.
Jay Leno, there's a man who knows a little bit something about speeding. I won't go into details, but I have personal experience with that. Telephone wise, 855-660-4261. Jay is also a great driver. Tom Appella is with us from Consumer Guide, consumerguide.com. And we're talking about the blog, which is called Daily Drive. And you should check it out because not only can you get expert car reviews, but you also can get some very interesting stories like the one we're focusing on right now, which is about the worst states for speeders. And we had a number of people email me guesses, and nobody picked this particular state, the worst state, according to the folks at Wallet Hub, is Iowa. I wouldn't expect that.
I would not have expected that either. Having just driven through Iowa, I did not see what seemed to be an excessive amount of law enforcement.
Yeah, it's surprising. I've been on a number of great radio stations throughout my career in Iowa, and the people in Iowa are just wonderful. A lot of them are big into cars out there and big into classic cars and stuff. But that definitely took me by surprise. Let's take a look at some of the other states that didn't do so well. These are the worst states. So if you are listening right now in one of these states and want to comment, we would love to hear from you. 855 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, bob@ottawaradio.com. Iowa's number one, Arizona, number two, tied with Missouri. Then we've bopped down to New Mexico, New York State. I know that's a tough one. Illinois. Tom, would you concur with that?
I am fully prepared to believe that Illinois is a top 10 worst state for speeders. I have no problem believing that.
Washington State, we're on a number of stations there. Maryland, the District of Columbia, that always seems to have a lot of law enforcement lingering. Indiana, Louisiana, Virginia, Alabama, Tennessee, Hawaii. Now, I've never been to Hawaii. I have a number of friends that reside there, actually ex-Motor Trend folks that reside there, and other media folks that I know. As far as I know, have you ever been to Hawaii, Tom?
No, I've never been, and I need to go. But
you know,
doesn't seem like there's enough highway there.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. There isn't enough highway. You know, it's not unlike Japan in that, you know, they have a lot of highways where the speed limit is like 40 miles an hour because it's so congested. Yeah, there have been a couple of very, very elaborate press trips. Both of us should have taken advantage of that. I know the folks at Mazda and the folks at Porsche have used Hawaii, and that's going to cost some serious bucks to bring a whole fleet of vehicles out there and bring journalists out there. Wow. Let's look at the other end of the spectrum, some of the, if you want to call it, best states for speeding. Texas. Deep in the heart of Texas, I hear there are parts of Texas that are definitely very wide open, and I can imagine that. Utah, that's another state. Michigan, that one surprises me a little bit. New Hampshire. New Hampshire's slogan on their license plate is "Live Free or Die," which always kind of puzzled me, but it's nevertheless a rural state, especially up north in New Hampshire. I'm more familiar with southern New Hampshire, which rural New Hampshire people don't consider being New Hampshire. They consider that more of an extension of Massachusetts. Oklahoma, New Jersey. Now, I was in New Jersey visiting my in-laws recently, and it seems to me there's quite a bit of law enforcement there. You were in Colorado recently, and that, too, is ranked right up there at the top, top 10 market for speeders. Did you run into much law enforcement in your trip to the Rocky Mountain State?
No, not at all. And in fact, it just seems so wide open as you drive down from Nebraska down to Denver. That's just vast, open land. And it didn't seem like anyone cared very much how fast you were going at all.
I've spent a lot of time in California. I've spent a lot of time in Las Vegas. I've spent a lot of time, you know, on press trips in various states. But as far as residing, I've only resided in the state of Massachusetts and presently in the state of Florida. And Massachusetts is 32 on the list. And I'm surprised it's not higher, to be honest. Because where I reside now, Florida is 27th on the list, and I can tell you there are parts of, I shouldn't be saying this because we're on some great stations in Florida, there are parts of Florida that's like the Audubon, I swear. I mean, I have never seen anything like it being a Massachusetts boy. In Massachusetts, they would get you and nail you to the wall, but down here, there are parts, and we have to underline that, parts of Florida in which it appears that it would be a good place for speeders, but the folks at Wallet Hub don't necessarily agree. So check it out at consumerguide.com. For those who are not familiar with Consumer Guide, I've said it many times on air, I'll say it again. I started buying the buying guides when I was a kid, and I would be configuring vehicles. Talk about somebody who is really into cars. I used to do that all the time. I used to read it when it was in print form many years ago. As I started reading all the automotive publications at quite a young age, like 8, 9, 10.
Yeah, you and me both. Yeah, Consumer Guide's been around since 1967. We were famous for our print guides, as you mentioned. The .com was added in 1995, and all our new and used car reviews are available every day at no cost at consumerguide.com. And as we're reading from now, we try to have some fun with the news on the blog. That's the CG Daily Drive blog, and we look at old stuff and new stuff and try to look at the news as well.
And let's talk about a gadget, so to speak, technology piece that you did. And I'm glad that you did because more and more vehicles seem to be equipped with this wireless charging capability for smartphones. You got to have a good phone. You can't have a cheapy phone like me. You got to have a phone like my wife. She's got the big Apple one. What is it called? The S6 or something. I believe they're all coming out with new ones, both Galaxy from Samsung and Apple. Both have got new versions to tempt people just around the bend. But you did a great story here about wireless charging. Explain it to me and explain it to all the folks around the nation and, of course, around the world. But we're seeing this in more and more vehicles.
Yeah, it's called inductive charging, and it's the ability to charge a device without a direct mechanical contact. So no wires, no metallic connectors touching. It's just laying something down on a charging pad and having your device charge, usually your cell phone charge. The standard for this in the automotive world is Qi. That's spelled Q-I, and it's pronounced Qi. And Qi is a lot like Bluetooth in that it's simply a standard by which manufacturers and device manufacturers will use to essentially have the devices talk to each other. And we're going to see this in more and more vehicles.
It's a really good article. You can check it out at the blog at consumerguide.com. When we come back on the other side, more test drive reviews, and also we're going to talk about some other cool and funny stuff with Tom Appel, publisher of Consumer Guide. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
I have two cats and two dogs. All four of them are on the Dynavite. This stuff is amazing. The first day that I gave Sweet Pea and Daisy the Dynavite for cats, I did add a little bit of the Lick a Chops, and they absolutely loved it. All the vitamins, the minerals, you know, they also enjoyed the num-nums, the nub-nubs or whatever they're called, the treats that also came along with it.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
They're just running through the house. They're playing. My Sweet Pea will walk in front of me. She'll stop where she's at, drop and roll onto her back, and then expect me to rub her belly. Just like a kitten. Daisy and Susie have a cat tree in my living room, and lately she's been climbing up to the top, jumping up there, and then she'll climb back down, and then she's right back up again. Oh, I'm sorry. I wish they would make a product for us humans to give us the same amount of energy and gunk that Dynavite for cats are given for my cats. The phone number is 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your
your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot
Tom Appel is with us, publisher of Consumer Guide, and we always enjoy having Tom on board with us, and he's one of our regular contributors. And another really cool thing that you guys do that nobody else does with your vehicle reviews is you always, with each individual vehicle, give comments and take into account folks that are tall or large, and I would imagine you're probably getting great feedback on that.
Yeah, we've had a couple of letters that encouraged us a lot. Yeah, we're doing our big and tall ratings now. One of our editors, Damon Bell, is 6'6", and I'm a big guy pushing 350 pounds, so we had the equipment, as it were, to really evaluate vehicles in this regard. And it's surprising how many small vehicles work so well for both of us and how many big cars really don't work. And it's we're proud to be doing this. We started it this year, and hopefully it's useful to a lot of people.
Let's talk about some of the other cool stories that you've got up on the blog. I would encourage anybody who's interested in the 2017 model year, there's some great information up at Consumer Guide about FCA. So if you're wondering what's up with Fiat, what's up with Chrysler, what's up with Dodge, you can check it all out. And there's some really cool pictures at consumerguide.com. But you've got some really cool stories here if you want to go back in time, and I particularly like this one here. There's an Eagles song. It was actually a Tom Waits song called Old 55. I have it in my vast collection of bumper music. Need to get it back in rotation. But you wrote a story recently about my five favorite 55s.
Yeah, those are actually compiled by Consumer Guide's first publisher Frank Pyler, and Frank is still publisher of Auto Collectible Automobile Magazine, and we see Frank all the time, and we asked him to give us a list of his five favorite cars of the 50s, of 1955, and Frank's sort of a styling buff, does a lot of drawing himself, so he had a lot to say on the topic. So, yeah, this is a list of his picks for the best-looking cars of 1955.
It's very well written, and folks, definitely check that one out. You guys, recently, Riccata, your road warrior, got an opportunity to get behind the wheel of one of the new products from Volvo. I have yet to be in any of the vehicles like the new XC90, which has won numerous awards, as well as this vehicle, first spin in the 2017 Volvo S90. And Volvo, which of course was known for many things, safety, innovation. They were the first manufacturer to have seat belts before they were mandatory, but styling was never their forte. I mean, these were always boxy vehicles. I mean, back in the 70s, I know they did a limited run. I remember this Bertone designed Volvo silver with a kind of a black vinyl-esque roof on it, and more of a chopped roof line. But there haven't been that many pretty Volvos, but taking a look at the shots here of this Volvo S90, I think that's about to change.
Yeah, Volvo, of course, you know, sort of brandished its brand on safety, and it's getting harder and harder to distinguish yourself in that field anymore, simply because the safety features are available to all manufacturers all the time, and while Volvo's still making a fine, safe product, they're kind of revisiting the concept of style, and the new S90 sedan is really a stylish piece. It's beautiful inside, too. As you and I mentioned, we usually associate Audi with beautiful interiors, but Volvo's doing what it can to kind of make its mark in that category.
Yeah, very well done. It will be interesting to see how it does in the marketplace. You guys recently got behind the wheel of the new 2017 Infiniti QX30 Sport. And if you like a sporty-looking vehicle with some good capabilities, this is a compact crossover, one of the hottest segments in the marketplace. It still continues to be red hot. I haven't looked at the sales numbers recently, but it seems like this is the real sweet spot of the market right now.
Yeah, it seems like manufacturers saw this coming, and Mercedes and was there with the GLA, and BMW with the X3 and the X1, and now Infiniti is there with a vehicle that's co-developed with Mercedes-Benz. The QX30 actually shares a lot of the architectural elements of the Mercedes-Benz GLA, although it's built someplace else. And it's an interesting car. Even to look at it in the pictures, you question whether or not it's really a crossover. It's very car-like, though it is available with all-wheel drive.
Yeah, very car-like, very sporty-looking, and I think it's going to do quite well. I did have an opportunity to drive the GLA in AMG form, and boy, that was a fun car, a very fun car. Some of the other vehicles that you guys have driven recently, you mentioned the Pacifica. I've not been in the Pacifica, and I believe they held the launch for it down here in this neck of the woods where I presently are living, but the great comedian Jim Gaffigan, who has made his fortune off telling food-related jokes and with his television show, which I guess he's going to be giving up, but Chrysler has hired him as the spokesperson for this vehicle. And how was your experience? I mean, you had some real family time, real life going on a vacation. Would you recommend this new vehicle from Chrysler?
Yeah, I came away very impressed. I put 2,600 miles on my vacation, my wife and I did, and my daughter, in the Pacifica in the period of a week. And, yeah, not a lot to complain about. In fact, I can nutshell the complaints pretty easily. A little bit loud in back. The 3G Wi-Fi system really doesn't cut it for anything other than just maybe text messages. And that's pretty pretty much the entirety of the things that don't work on the vehicle. It's an excellent family vehicle. The ride quality is very good. The interior materials are really nice. It feels like a high-end luxury vehicle. Plenty of power. Did very well. We climbed up to Mount Evans at 1,400 feet. 14,000 feet. The vehicle did just fine on that climb. But, yeah, this seems to be the current definition of what a minivan can and should be.
Yes, and I'm very anxious to get behind the wheel of that vehicle. It'll be interesting also to see how well it's received in the marketplace. As we were talking about with the Volvo, Cadillac a number of years back came out with what they called the art and science design language. But recently they showed off a concept vehicle, which is kind of going in a different direction, a more curvaceous direction, and I, for one, applaud that. I'm kind of done with the art and science look. This is one cool-looking vehicle, this concept vehicle from Cadillac.
Yeah, you have to give them credit for having sort of developed the language as far as they could, but the sort of knife's edge, thin eyelet look may be wearing out, and whether or not they consider what they're doing from here forward to be an evolution of art and science is hard to say.
Yeah, and it's also interesting that unlike a lot of vehicles these days, at least in concept form, this Escalia has a rather modest badge on the front, which I like. I mean, there are so many vehicles today, taking a page from pickup trucks that have just gigantuan logos of their particular manufacturer that's really totally out of scale with anything else on the vehicle. It's almost like a one-upmanship deal going on. Have you noticed that, Tom?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's a lot of that going on out there, and you have to wonder exactly what designers are thinking.
Yeah, I mean, it's a free form of advertising, but if it takes away from the design of the car, I think you're defeating the purpose. I won't cite specific ones, but there are lots of ones out there. Just take a look. Some other cool stories you can check out at Consumer Guide. Recently, you had the opportunity to get behind the wheel of the Toyota Highlander, the XLE variant with all-wheel drive. This is another midsize crossover, but a more traditional one.
Yeah, and then Toyota's right at the heart of that market. The midsize crossover market currently is probably stagnant sales-wise, so there's going to be a little bit of scrambling for position in that market. And we're seeing manufacturers update their vehicles, and Highlander's just been updated, and Nissan Pathfinder has just been updated, and GMC is going to be coming out soon with a new version of the Acadia. So there's going to be a lot of action in that segment. It's going to be tough. But the Highlander still pretty much has a stake in the claim to refinement, I think, more than most of the others.
Very well said, as usual. Tom Appel is publisher of Consumer Guide. Everybody check out consumerguide.com. Thank you, Tom.
Always a pleasure.
That will do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Thanks for coming along for the ride.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.